Thank you for all, or most of what these guys had to say anyway. All trips begin with preparation. A lot of guys helped with the packing. There's some of the containers. And the day we left, we had a meal at the church, a lunch for the men going and their families. And that was just before we actually showed up at the airport and got in the check-in line and began our journey after we turned over our weapons of mass destruction. Thankfully, they're not facing you. Before we headed down to Atlanta and then from Atlanta down to São Paulo, Brazil. Now, to give you an idea of where that is in relation to Washington, D.C., there's Washington. And way down here at the south of Brazil is the metropolis of São Paulo, 24 million in its environs, 29 or 30 with all of its subdivisions outlying it as well. We landed, got to the airport, the missionaries met us, and they brought the vehicles. We began straight away loading up the equipment, tying it down, and getting ready for an hour and a half drive around the outskirts of São Paulo for the construction phase. This is New Life Baptist Church, and to the right is the area where we did the construction. And when we first got there, Sean began showing us around. Sean Lundy, our missionary, you see him here, and he's describing how he wants everything laid out. There was a door to be put in and a landing with steps, and then there was a platform, and there was a pulpit furniture to be constructed. So we got to it that day, took off our nice shirts, and got right into it, began putting together some of the equipment you see here. This is the woodworking crew. It's the crew we all aspired to be on, but most of us didn't qualify, and a very exacting group. And they don't like a lot of dust, as you'll notice here. The rest of us are trying to work, and Pastor's screaming, "You're getting me dirty. Stop." And don't take my pencils either. I mean, he's particular about that stuff. But once we got those rules settled out, they settled down and got going on this. And under George's watchful eye, began putting some things together, and just like Pastor always is with woodworking, you can see some of the fruits of it here, communion table and a couple of pulpits. At the same time, and these things were all happening at the same time, the inside of the building, very dirty, had to be pressure washed, and we had a painting crew, you can see them here, while we carried out a lot of the debris from the past ownership. And got that ready to be carted out. The painting crew came in, and I think they got most of it on the walls. But anyway, that all was continuing at various stages. And while that was going on in one part of the building, then the platform began. It was various boxes. It was a modular design. And as that was being constructed, then we would cover that with carpeting, glue it down, and fit it all together so they could move it around. You see them here kind of just making sure that there's enough room there with the pulpit in place. And there you can see it right as we were getting ready to finish up with the steps. And then my personal favorite part of the whole thing was this Great Wall of China. I'm good at tearing things up. And so there you can see, and other people, we had bigger hammers, and that made it a little bit bigger. And, of course, it was easier for me to take out some of my frustrations. I'm not thinking of anyone in particular. Then they got us bigger hammers. And the one in the back is a great one. And boy, after a while, it began to wear you down. Ugh! Let me hear it. Come on, groan with us a little bit. There you go. Bang. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then we cut out all the rebar and, you know, we just made a big hole, you know. So we did that for 2 days. Until finally the skilled labor came in, put in the door. And then we put in a landing, and you can see the building it up there, and then there'll be steps that are added to it. When you need sand from your local hardware store, this is how they go and get it. They just brought the church van. Pastor will do that next time, and just load it up with sand and go out and get it. But there you can see the it taking shape there. And then while all that was going on, Stephen Pearson was rewiring the entire building. It was set for 3:30. He rewired the whole thing for 110. We left him alone because electricity and water didn't seem like a good idea. In the meantime, Pastor was doing his T.O. imitation. There were some opportunities to do some other things. Here's the McDonald's we went to. It has a very good lemonade that Kevin can tell you about. And we were really roughing it. it was a hard life, but someone has to do it. And so some of the new guys were saying, hey, this trip's not too bad. We ate good in the neighborhood as well. And the missionary wives and a lot of the folks, just we had plenty to eat, and they really took good care of us. How many people can you get in that van? Five are already out. There's six, seven. And the man holding the thing is eight and nine. Ten. Let me just speed it up. 10, 11. Anybody go, whoop, 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 whoop. Here we go. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oh, 21. My goodness. These guys are killing me. All right, on to church that Wednesday night. You think we have bad traffic here? You have not seen anything. The only thing moving were those guys. And if they don't like the, if they think you're crowding, they will kick your rearview mirror off your car. But we made it that night. Pastor preached. Brother Sean, you see him there interpreting. Good service. Had several decisions. We had decisions all throughout the week. That was Wednesday night. And then Thursday was a travel day. We left São Paulo early in the morning. And flew all the way up, probably about 2,100 miles all told, to the little town of Tabachinga. There in the north, that little slice to the north, that is Colombia. Over to the west or to the left is Peru. And then we took a boat down the Amazon River to the little town of Benjamin Constant. The water is low there. Most of those islands didn't appear to us as we were going down the river. There we are in line in São Paulo. Victor, of course, is keeping all of us amused. And on the way up to Tabachinga, then we see some things. Now, that is not Susan's luggage. I'm not really sure, but that's Pastor's backpack. Anyway, don't try this at home. That's how they move their vehicles from one side of the river to the other. And anyway, we got on the boat, and we were relaxing a little bit. It was a beautiful place. And traveling down the river during the various rain squalls, that's a very suspicious-looking bunch. So the Brazilian Navy decided to board us. And it's easy to do so when their gunship is sitting right off the side over there. So we decided that was a good idea. But anyway, we made our way to the hotel that night, Hotel Benjamin. The next day began the medical clinic phase. And we loaded up all the equipment. The rest of us walked the 8 or 10 blocks down the small... you see the Amazon in the back down the small roadway there over to the place where we had the clinic. This is a school. We're standing at the church side looking across the way to the school where the clinic was actually held. The first day we got everything set up. There are some tents we used for waiting areas. Here's the pharmacy being set up. Everyone had a hand in all of it. It took everyone. But then when the clinic started, we began with the triage. And people would come in, and these guys sat there all day long with interpreters. They would get information on everyone, take some vital signs if that was appropriate, little children. They would even weigh them. They would get their understanding of what their problem was. From that point, then they would go in to see the doctors. And, of course, we had there's Sean translating, another one of our missionaries. You'll see him in a moment here to the left, Dan Bennett. We've supported him for 8 to 10 years as well. And during with the doctors meeting with the people, then they would get right a ticket to the pharmacy. They would be led out to the pharmacy, and they were greeted then by this.
Welcome to CVS. How may I help you?
Yes. Well, it wasn't really CVS, but anyway, they were told how to use the medicines, and then they would take that home. Now, while they were in the clinic, they were escorted around so that we could keep track of everyone. Our guys all took a hand in all of this. They would be led from the street over, from the church over into triage. From the triage, you see Victor here leading some of them out from one of the doctor visits. And from the doctor, then they would be led back out and around to get their medications. Did I mention that it would rain there? And it would rain like that for several hours. Well, the rain would come and go. The people didn't seem like they ever did. And so for 2 days, that's what we did in Benjamin Constant. Then that was Friday and Saturday. Then Sunday morning, we got up early for another one. We walked down to the little boat dock with all of our equipment, took some water, made sure we had some water to drink. And we got on the water taxi and loaded up, as Brother Ron alluded to, and went chugging down the river. You do get to know people in these kind of contexts. And we're going along. Drew's getting drenched. And everything is going along swimmingly until technology catches up with us. And it broke. And so we're sitting on the Amazon River And people are looking for snakes. We're actually in Peru at this moment. We're tied up on the far bank. This is actually in Peru. And so that was quite interesting. We finally got to the little town of Atalaya. And with our little entourage, pulled up to the church. Does it look hot? It is. After church, during church, of course, we had special music and a pastor preached while the little boy got his water over in the background. The pastor then prayed for the thing to come.
It's okay.
So much for a bedside manner. Well, we had triage again. The people waited to see the doctors. The doctors treated the folks, gave them a prescription. They went down below where there was a pharmacy, just like set up in the other places. After we were through, we had to pack it all back up. We had to go back down to the riverbank. We had to get back in the boat. But then we took a different route, and this is actually a trail. This is covered with 15 feet of water. When it floods, it goes from dry ground to being covered with about 20 feet of water. It was sunshiny. Then the rain came. We all got drenched, but it was a lot of fun. That night, we got to hear Brother Allen preach. And again, a good service. We had decisions for the Lord. And then that night, as we were repackaging some of the medicine, some to be left, some to be used, we got to watch the last, a little bit of the Super Bowl, if you can call that watching it. The next morning, a smaller group went out to a third medical clinic. Here's the boat ride. They pulled up on the shores of the Amazon River. There's a church building there. Some of the people are already gathering. This was a much abbreviated trip, but nevertheless, the people showed up. The doctors met them. This lady has been bitten by a snake, and treating them. Other people came for other diseases and other ills, but they all got treated, got their medicines. They were grateful. Other people having more difficult times, of course. It's just the reality of living in the Amazon. That man got injured somehow, but they came by the boat. This is how they travel. Here's Pastor giving out candy. Most of the kids liked him, and they were very grateful. They were very grateful people. They were very thankful. There's one of the other missionaries who were there. The doctors, very attentive, giving their time and attention to all these people with their various ills, spreading a lot of good will for the missionaries left behind. Now, there was one lady who was too ill, actually, to be to that clinic, so the guys took one more trip, and they went to this lady's house to see her, a member of the church, I believe. So they went into her house. You'll see here in a minute. Here she is in her living room. Just a moment there. There she is in her living room. This is her washroom. How'd you like that, ladies? Here's the little girl that gets dinged on the head. But she's glad to see you. Isn't she cute? And after all of that happened, and it all turned out well, and she got five or six suckers and candy and all kinds of stuff, you know, so it all turned out okay. Well, as you see, this is later that same morning, we began the trip home. We're going to let some pictures roll by here, but here's some of the details. Traveled over 15,000 miles by air, treated over 1,000 people. I think it's just under 1,100, actually. A pastor worked really hard constructing the church furniture. There are some of the doctors and the guys that are helping there. All kinds of electrical work performed. I mean, just the main thing. I think it's the only time we ever saw Bill standing still. Installed a door. The natives were friendly. Washed and painted the building interior. Met with the beautiful, beautiful Brazilian children. Just a wonderful picture there. Built the church platform, as we alluded to. And preached in five services, actually, all told. And in those five services, many decisions, but the ones we most rejoice in, 17 salvation decisions. The people of Brazil, the missionary Sean Lundy there, and one of the national pastors, and all of our group would like to extend to our church a heartfelt thank you for allowing us to go.